Once upon a time in a land long ago, the sun never shined, and all the children dreamed how bright it would be. Surrounded by darkness, it's time to step into the light and make you a star.
Hi, this is Desiree Turley, host of the Star for the Night show. The Star for the Night Foundation gives children from the Cancer Center and the Homeless Shelter a night to remember so they can interview their favorite movie star on the radio. Tonight, the kids from the Esplanade Shelter are interviewing the awesome actress from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa Joan Hart. Now with Melissa Joan Hart. Everybody say hi to Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, everybody.
And we've got our Star for the Night kids that are going to be interviewing her. And our first co-host for the evening is, we've got Jessica.
Hey, I'm Jessica, and I'm 12 years old, and I enjoy watching your show.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering, what was your favorite show you starred in?
My favorite show, you mean between Clarissa and Sabrina?
Yeah.
It was really hard. It's hard to say. Sabrina was a lot more fun for me because I was a little older, and it was a little bit of an easier work schedule. But Clarissa was such a smart, great character to play, and she got to wear funky clothes and have her own style. That was a really fun one to play, but the only thing is I was working really hard and I was going to high school at the same time, so that was a tricky thing for me. You know, I was just working really long hours. I didn't really get to hang out with my friends, so that was hard. So I liked doing both of them, but in different ways.
How old were you when you were going to high school? Was it your whole high school years?
It was 13 to 17, yeah. I pretty much graduated on the set of Clarissa Explains It All. And I didn't even get to go to my real graduation, so they threw me a graduation on the set.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was nice because those are the people I spent time with. It would have been phony for me if I had actually gone to a graduation at my original high school. I wouldn't have really known anyone anymore. It would have been weird. So it was actually nice that they threw that little party for me and my family came down, and we were shooting in Florida at the time, so I was away from my home in New York.
Wow, that sounds like it was kind of tough.
It was, but at the same time, I didn't know any better. I didn't, you know, it was my only experience. It's not like I had another experience to compare it to, so for me, that was normal, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What's normal is what we're doing, huh?
Yep.
When you sing in Sabrina, do you enjoy doing that?
When I do what? I'm sorry?
When you're singing in the beginning of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, when I'm singing?
Yeah.
No, I don't like singing.
You don't?
No, that's a really hard thing. My husband's a singer, but that's scary for me. I don't like singing. We did a couple episodes of Sabrina where I had to sing, and I did not like doing that. It scares me. And in the beginning, I was actually not singing that opening part. Someone else did, but I was just dancing along, and even doing that, I felt kind of silly. And you could see it on my face, I think, that I felt silly.
Yeah, the kids were saying that they watched a couple shows where
even in the regular show, you're doing a lot of singing and dancing, and we just think you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you. No, I would go into a recording booth like people do when they go, when they do like CDs and stuff, and they make CDs. Mm-hmm. I would go in a recording booth and do it over and over again until I got it right, and then when I was on set shooting it, they would have it on the CD player, and they'd just play it, and I would just lip sync to it.
Uh-huh.
It's the only way I would do it, because I was too scared to sing in live, because I have no tone, I'm tone deaf, so I can't hear anything that I'm doing, so I get very scared.
Oh, you would never know you're not tone deaf, you're just
I think
being
I'm tone
shy.
Deaf. That's what my husband said.
You sing fabulously.
Oh, thank you.
Do you write your own songs? Like, when you did you write them?
No. One that I did, the one main one that I did on Sabrina, that was on the Sabrina CD, that was a song that was by Blondie. I don't know if you guys know Blondie, but that was my favorite when I was little. She was my favorite singer. And it was the song One Way or Another. But she also did songs like The Tide is High and Rapture.
Oh, yeah.
And Heart of Glass and some really mm-hmm. great songs when I was little. And so that was one song that I knew I could kind of sing. So I chose that song and plus I just loved her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she was awesome.
Yeah.
Next question.
As an actor, what would you say to inspire a troubling teen?
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah. As an actor, what would you say to inspire a troubled teen?
Oh. Gosh. It depends on the situation, I guess. But I think that. You know, I think that what's important in life is just having a good time and being a good person. And I think that being honest with yourself, you know, just knowing that you did the best you could and that no one could take that away from you, you know, I think that's really important. And I think that if you just try really hard, if you think about how it affects other people instead of thinking selfish and thinking how it affects you only. Like if I'm driving down the street and I honk my horn at someone, that might make them upset and maybe, you know, that's going to make them get in an accident because they get, you know, because it makes them scared or angry and they drive a little faster because they're mad and, you know, I don't want to be the one to, I'm not going to honk at someone just because I'm mad because that's going to make them mad and then that's just going to start a chain reaction. So I really think it's important for people to think about what you're doing to other people, you know?
Say that's really great.
That's really great.
That's really great advice. And you know, with being a teenager and having so much responsibility, I'm sure you've learned to be a role model at a very, very young age.
Yeah, part of, you know, the responsibility of my job is that people see me all the time and know the things I say and know the things I do, and I had to be very careful. And sometimes, you know, that's hard for people like, I think, Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan, who came into it kind of suddenly and all of a sudden have all this responsibility. And you go through a phase, like every teenager does, where you want to rebel and you want to be your own person and you don't want to have to answer to anybody. You know, teenagers do it with their parents or their teachers, but I think that even stars do it with their celebrity, you know, with their public, that they don't want to be seen that certain way. And for a little while, they just want to make their own decisions and do whatever they want to do. And it's important to let people make their own mistakes and let them come back around. But it's also important for me and people in my career to remember that people do watch you and they want to be like you. And you have to, you know, be careful what you do.
Well, it seemed like you have a very good balance going, because it's so evident that you're your own person, that you have your own interests and personality and you know, we've heard about you having some interests like in different magazines and stuff with wearing lingerie and that type of thing. And that's great, because, you know, you're being able to be yourself and have your own personality without it affecting other people.
Yeah. Well, it is important. And I think that part of that comes from because I have such a good family and I have such great people around me that, you know, help me keep a balanced life. And, you know, and I really do think about the things I do and how it affects other people. And, you know, I never want to upset anybody else or hurt anybody else's feelings. But then once in a while I need to be careful and take care of myself, too. And if somebody's being mean to me, I need to be able to tell them that. And that's been the hardest thing in my life, being able to stand up for myself.
Yeah, that's a hard thing for most of us, I think, especially girls.
Yeah.
But, okay, what's your next question?
I was wondering, are you planning on doing another act soon?
Another what?
Another, like, show or another
TV
act?
Show? Yeah, I'm thinking about doing something. Maybe it wouldn't be on TV this year, but maybe sometime late next year or something. You know, it's going to take a little while for me to do it, but we're working on something right now where I can be more of a grown-up because, you know, on TV I'm always kind of a teenager. Yeah. And I just turned 30, so, and I just had a baby, so I'm looking for to do something where, you know, I can really be an adult. So
yeah.
I'm looking to do a show about, maybe about, you know, being a wife and like just a little bit more grown-up show.
Do you enjoy, like, being a mom? Is it fun?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. So great. When I have a bad day, like, I had a really bad day yesterday, and then I got home and I looked at my baby and he smiled at me and that just made me so happy. You know, there's nothing else like it.
Yeah.
Are you excited to be a mom when you grow up?
Yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah, I'll plan on being
a mom.
Do you like shopping?
No, I don't really like shopping. It makes me tired thinking about it. I like shopping for certain things. Like, I love shopping for furniture for my house to make my house look pretty and comfortable and that kind of stuff I get excited about. But, like, I actually like going to Home Depot or Target. But I don't like going for clothes. Because I guess because at work, I always have to try on clothes all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have to go for days and days and just try on clothes. And I hate doing it. It makes me think of work. So when I have to go to the store and try on clothes, now I just know what fits me. And I just walk in and I'll buy something. If I know it's going to fit, I'll buy it. I won't try it on until I get home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want it to be a chore.
No, and, you know, I guess I just associate trying on clothes with work, so.
What's your favorite color?
I tend to lean towards blue. I like all blues.
Yeah, I like blue, too.
Are your eyes blue, Melissa? Your eyes are blue, right?
My eyes are blue. My baby's eyes are blue. My husband's eyes are blue.
Oh,
so, cute.
Yeah, I tend to lean towards blue, but you said you like blue, too, Jessica?
Yeah, I love blue.
Yeah, it's a good color. It's like, you know, they say it's a boy color, but I think it, like, goes all over, so.
Yeah.
I just love clothes that are blue, and I think it looks good on everybody.
Yeah, and teal and other blues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was also wondering, as my last question, how do you stay so fit as you're doing all your acting and stuff?
How do I do what? I'm sorry?
Like, stay so fit and, like, so, like...
In shape?
In shape.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Especially for 30, you look like you're 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Lucky bum.
That's a good moisturizer. That's getting a lot of moisturizer to make sure my skin stays soft. But I just work out and I take care of myself and I eat what's good for me and I let myself have things all the time. You know, all the time I cheat and I have a little bit of candy or a piece of cake or I eat a lot of ice cream, but. You know, if I do that, then I make sure I have an omelet for breakfast or oatmeal or something healthy the next day, you know?
Yeah.
And I just, you know, 80% of it is what you eat. So if you just put good things in your body, but you know what if you know what's good for you and what you like to eat and you can make it the same thing, it's just so helpful. But then I love to work out, too. I love to go to do stuff like golf or dance or, you know, I love to do an activity that I feel like I'm learning something and I also feel like I'm working out, but then I also like to go to the gym and work out with weights or with people. You know, it's fun and social for me, so it's kind of a fun little activity for me to do.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the great interview.
Yeah, I think you're an awesome actor.
No, thank you.
And
you have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
And our next co-host is Dylan. Say hi, Dylan.
Hi.
Hi.
Melissa, I'm Dylan, and I'm 12.
You're 12, okay.
Okay, what kind of questions do you have for Melissa, Dylan?
Hey, Melissa, do you like to collect anything?
Yeah, I have a lot of collections. My husband gets mad because they're all over the house. But I collect Shirley Temple stuff, anything from Shirley Temple. I don't know if you know who Shirley Temple is?
You guys know
yeah.
who Shirley Temple
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So she's always been my favorite actress. So I collect all her stuff, movies and posters and postcards and dolls and all kinds of stuff from her, all her stuff. And then, but I have a collection, and it's kind of strange, but it's shot glasses. So they're like, you know, you find them in like airports and stuff, and they're like little glasses that people usually drink alcohol out of, but I collect them because you can get them anywhere you go. And I remember I can look at my cabinet and see my shot glass collection and know every place I've been.
Right, so it reminds you of all the traveling.
It reminds me of everywhere I've been, whether it's in Australia or I went to the Middle East once, or even if I've just been to, like, Indiana, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have the shot glass from South Bend, Indiana. So, you know, I have it from Disney World and from Universal Studios and from SeaWorld, you know? So I know every little place I've been to.
Oh, that's like a scrapbook in your cupboard.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fun and easy and pretty, too.
Did you get to go to high school or were you homeschooled?
I went to high school for 2 years, and then I was homeschooled for the last 2 years. For 11th and 12th grade, I was homeschooled. And it was hard. I missed being at school, because I really liked being at school when you could see your friends, and you can go to lunch, and you can go to gym class, and you can go to art class. When I was homeschooled, it was just math, English, history, science, you know, it was like, and French, and that was it. You know, there was no fun part of it. I just had to sit there for hours and learn, so it was hard for me, but I learned a lot, and I had great tutors, and then I got to go hang out with my friends after.
When, like, you're walking down the street or anything, do little kids think that you're really a witch?
Sometimes. No, you know, the kids aren't the ones that think I'm a witch. It's usually the parents that get a little confused. Sometimes I have, like, big men come up to me and say, "Can you turn my wife into a frog?" And, you know, I always think they should know. Or, like, the other day I was at the grocery store, and the woman that was, like, at the cash register asked me where the cat was. You know, and I just thought she should know better, but it was funny.
Was it hard growing up being in an acting career?
It was hard because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of hours. I worked, when I was on Clarissa Explains It All, I worked 70 hours a week. And that's a lot. So, that was hard. But, you know, especially for someone so little that just wants to go out and have fun. I never got to see the sun and never really got to play. But I watched a lot of movies at night and I learned a lot and I met a lot of great people and I'm still friends with a lot of those people. And so it was worth it, you know. And like I said before, I didn't know any different, so it was fine.
Well, are you going to keep on acting?
I hope so. I just directed a movie, a short film that it's only like 15 minutes long, and that was really fun for me to direct. I directed a couple of Sabrina episodes, and I really like directing, but I think that I hope I'll be able to do some more acting soon.
Now, you're in a play coming up, right?
I'm working on one right now, last night and tonight. It's a reading. It's a charity reading. It's called Valley of the Dolls, and it's a classic movie that is a strange, strange movie. And we're reading it from the script for an audience, and they paid money to come see us do it, and then the money goes to charity.
Oh, I've never even heard of those. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun because they got a really good cast together, and we all wear big gowns on stage, and I have this red shiny dress that I wear, and it's funny because sometimes boys are playing the girl parts.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it's very strange, but it's fun, and the audience has a good time, and of course the money all goes to charity, which is great.
And you get to be 30, too.
Exactly.
Okay, your next question, Dylan.
Have you ever been to a different country?
I've been to lots of different countries. Which one, are there any that, have you been to any other countries?
No.
No? Which one would you want to go to?
Have you even been out of Chico, Dylan?
Yeah, I was born in Antioch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's another kind of small town, huh? Oh. So,
I've been to,
what's your favorite place? Maybe that's a good question, Dylan. What's your favorite place that you traveled to that was exotic?
My favorite place is Italy.
Oh, really?
I love Italy. My husband and I got married in Italy.
Oh,
it's
you
so
did.
It's so fun, and it's so old-fashioned there, and I like old-fashioned things, and there's so much history, and you walk around, and it's just beautiful artwork and beautiful statues everywhere. It's really pretty, and good food. But then I went to Tahiti once, too, and that's really fun, too, because it's all beaches and like huts that are over the water. So like you're in your hotel room, but it's really over the water. It's
Wow. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Did you have to be away from your family for a long time?
Yeah, I did. When I was doing Clarissa Explains It All, I was about 13 or 14, and for 4 years, I went back and forth from New York to Florida, and I would spend like 3 weeks in Florida by myself, and then a week in New York with my family, and then 3 weeks back in Florida by myself, and then a week in New York with my family. So it was kind of hard, and the week I was back in New York, I would be going to school, and then 3 weeks I'd be tutored in Florida. So, you know, it was hard to see my family and go to school and then have to be away for 3 weeks. But I had really good friends in Florida that worked with me on the show, and they took really good care of me.
What made you want to be an actress?
I was 4 years old, and it's kind of a funny story. There was a show when I was little. It's kind of like Sesame Street or something, but it was called Romper Room.
Oh, I remember Romper Room.
There's a magic mirror, and she would always, at the end of, in Romper Room, there were all these kids that would sit on the floor, and they would tell stories and do stuff, and at the end of the show, she would always say your name in the magic mirror if you were sitting on the floor, with all the kids that were there with her. But I could never get on that show. I knew they would never say the name Melissa unless I got on that show. So I told my mom, I said, I have to be on TV, so she'll say my name. So I was like, I have to, if I could get on Romper Room, then she'll say my name in the magic mirror. And that's really how it's, I never got on Romper Room, but that's how it started.
So your mom helped you because you told her you wanted to be on TV?
I told her I wanted to, and I guess it had never, maybe she had been thinking about it or something, but it really is what made her go, okay, you know, maybe we should try this. And she had some friends who were doing it, whose kids were in the business, and she took me on an audition, and I booked it. I got the first audition. It was for a bathtub doll.
Wow.
Named Splashy. So it was a doll. It was like the first doll you could ever bring into the bathtub with you. I guess before that it was just rubber duckies.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there was this doll, and you could, and she was waterproof, and you could take her in the bathtub with you. And I think she had something that like you squirted, and like water that would squirt out and stuff like that. So and so I did that commercial, and after that I just kept working and working and working.
Wow, that is so wonderful. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Did you ever do any off-Broadway or Broadway shows?
I did a lot, yeah. I, right after I finished Clarissa, no, actually, I'm sorry, right before I started Clarissa, I was about 10 or 11, and I started doing a lot of Broadway stuff, and my sister was in Broadway. She was doing Sound of Music, and I was doing a little play off-Broadway called Imagining Brad, and it was just, the part that I was in was just me on stage for half an hour by myself. Every night for about 6 or 8 weeks. And every night, and twice on Wednesdays and twice on Sundays, and I would get on my it was a couch and a mirror and a pillow and a phone. And I'd pretend to be talking on the phone, or I'd be talking in the mirror, or I'd be talking to my pillow. And it was really cool. And when I got Clarissa, the reason why I got the role Clarissa was that the executive producer heard about the play and heard that I was really good, and so he wanted me to come audition for the role of Clarissa, and so I did, and I got it.
Wow.
I did a lot of stuff. I did another play with Calista Flockhart. Do you guys know who she is? Allie McBeal?
Uh-huh.
With Calista, and a bunch of other big actors were in that, like William Hurt, and then probably nobody you guys know. I did a bunch of off-Broadway, and then I actually did The Crucible on Broadway, which I don't know if you guys have ever read The Crucible.
Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, a couple of them have.
You have? It's about the witch hunts that happened in Salem, Massachusetts?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Funny, because that's like the opposite of what Sabrina is.
Right.
You know, Sabrina's a witch from Salem, Massachusetts, and then and the funny thing is, The Crucible is all about how way back in, I guess, what's the 1800s, Salem, Massachusetts, they had the witch hunts, and they looked for the witches. They thought every woman was a witch, and they were going to hang them all, and how they had to, their trials, and they had to fight for their lives, and so I did that play, and then it's funny, a few years later, I was playing a witch, and there was actually an episode of Sabrina that was like The Crucible. It was like we were acting out The Crucible on the show.
I think I saw that one, where you're all dressed in the old-fashioned...
Yep, that's the one, and we...
And you were in court?
we were in court. We were reenacting the Crucible.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and there I am as the witch, trying to pretend like I'm not the witch, and, you know, just like everybody did in the play.
That sounds awesome.
When were you and your husband married?
We have almost been married for 3 years. And we just had a little baby boy. He'll be 5 months old tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, they're so fun at that age, huh?
Yeah, but he's a big boy. He's about the size of a one-year-old.
Oh. So
it's really hard to carry around because I'm kind of little. Everybody always thinks I'm really tall, but I'm really short. And he's really heavy.
So there goes your back, huh?
I know. Well, either that or my arm muscles are going to get really good.
Wait till they're two, then they say, hold you, hold you.
Oh, no.
Do you get to bring your son on the set and that type of thing?
No, I haven't had to work yet. Other than this play I'm doing tonight, and then my husband just watches him at night, and he goes, you know, he has his bedtime and everything. But I haven't really had to go to work, so far I've just been, you know, if I have to go to a meeting or something, I just leave him with my mom or my husband, and we're next week we're getting a babysitter. But otherwise, I just take care of him.
Oh, that's awesome.
My new job.
Okay, was that your last question, Dylan?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, you want to say goodbye and thank you?
Bye, Melissa, and it was really great being able to talk to you. And
thank you. Great questions, Dylan.
Thank you.
You did a great job. And our next little co-host is our youngest, and you're going to have to get closer because I know you have a very soft voice, Finnegan. This is little Finnegan, and do you want to say hi to Melissa, Finnegan?
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Finnegan. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Eight.
I have a little sister who's eight. Actually, I have a little sister almost all your ages. I have a little sister that's 8, 9, 12.
Wow, I didn't know you had such a big family.
There's eight total in my family. So there's the littlest ones are 8, 9, and 12. And then there's 20, 22. My only brother is 22. And then my other sister's going to turn 26. My other one just turned 28, and I'm 30.
Oh, so you're the oldest.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Well, do you want to tell Melissa something about yourself, Finnegan?
Wait, can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
I wanted to know, how do you get that cat to talk so much?
Oh, it's kind of complicated. There's a couple different ways we do it. We did it where there's puppets. Now, whenever you see Salem talking, he's only in two positions. He's either sitting up or he's laying down, and that's it. So there's a sitting up puppet and there's a laying down puppet. And underneath the table or whatever he's on, under the bed or in my arms or whatever, there's a woman under there there's a pole, and she's moving the pole, and that moves like his head and his tail. And then off on the side, there's two other guys, and one moves his mouth, and the other one moves like his ears and his cheeks. So there's three people doing it at all times, but then the voice is somebody else, this guy Nick. He does the voice. And then sometimes when you see the cat running or jumping or doing that kind of thing, climbing on something, those are the real cats. And then sometimes if you see like the cat like fly through the air or doing something silly, that's a puppet that has no sticks in it. That's just like a stuffed animal, like a teddy bear type thing.
Wow, that is so neat how they do that, because the kids love that cat so much. Don't you love that cat, Finnegan?
Yeah.
It's so hard to do, too. You know who, Jim Henson, who does the Muppets and all that?
Uh-huh.
We asked him to make the cat for us on the show, and he said, no, I don't do cats, I only do dogs, or Kermit the Frog, or Miss Piggy, but they will not do cats, because cats are really, really hard to do. But the company we found that did it, they did a really good job. But you can, if you watch, you know, we did Sabrina for 7 years, so if you see the first or second year, it's really weird, because the cat is so weird looking. It doesn't really look real. And then the older the show got, the more the cat got better. And, like, it just looks a lot, towards the end, it was just so great, real looking.
Yeah, it looked absolutely real near the end.
Yeah.
How old were How old were you the first time you were on TV?
The first time I was on TV, I was 4. I did a commercial. But I did lots of commercials. I mean, between 4 and 10, I probably did like 150 commercials. So I was in like Lifesavers and Rice Krispies and Tylenol commercials. Like, my sister and I were in a Tylenol commercial once where she was like, I have a headache. And I would go, Mom, get her the Tylenol. And, you know, and that we did a bunch of those like that. And I was in all kinds of commercials. And then I did a lot of TV parts and TV shows and soap operas. And then I started doing theater. And then I did Clarissa. And then I did a few TV movies. And
were you on The Muppets?
Sorry?
Were you on The Muppets?
On The Muppets? No.
Oh.
I wish. I always wanted to be.
Okay, what's your next one, babe?
Where did you meet your husband?
Wow. I met him. Do you know what the Kentucky Derby is?
No.
It's a horse race. It's like a very famous race in Kentucky where everybody gets together and wears really big hats. And the horses do a race, and you know, you bet on one of the horses, and you hope that one's going to win. And we were at that race, and it's very famous, and it's 180 years old, that race. It happens every year for 180 years. And we were at the race together, and we met, and I got his phone number. And then I just kept calling him until he could marry me.
you chased him, huh?
Yes, I did.
No, is he an actor, too?
No, he's a musician. He sings, and he writes music, and he plays guitar.
Is he in a popular band, or?
Where are you guys from?
We're in California.
You are in California. You probably didn't hear him, but in 2002, they were on tour with bands like Nickelback and Creed, and they had a song called Caught in the Sun that was the World Cup song, and it was a really big song for them, but it didn't get played in California very much, but it did, like, in Bakersfield and San Diego and stuff like that, so maybe, I don't know if you guys heard it maybe on the radio a little bit, but you might know it if you heard it. You can go to, you guys can't do MySpace, you're all too young, right?
Do you guys?
Yeah, MySpace.
Oh, they do it. No,
oh,
you're
you
never
do?
Too young for MySpace. It's a major addiction here.
Yeah. Well, the band's called Course of Nature.
Course of Nature, okay.
They don't really have a website, but you can go to Amazon.com and buy the CD, or I think you can go to iTunes and get the music, or listen to the music, too. But if you go to Course of Nature, Caught in the Sun was their big song.
Oh, well, we'll have to all check that out, huh, guys?
Yeah, and they're going to be coming out with a new album, hopefully, in February.
Wow, that's awesome. So
it's like rock. It's just rock and roll, kind of like Nickelback.
Will he be touring?
I hope so. We're kind of doing it ourselves. You know, normally musicians have a label, and the label does everything, but we're trying to do it ourselves, so as long as we can pull it together, he'll be on the road, hopefully in February, and hopefully that's when the album will come out.
Well, your producing experience is going to be very helpful with being like his manager, huh?
Well, that's what we decided last year when I did this, I directed a short film. I did the whole movie myself, like everything. I found the script, I got the cast, I put it together, I found the location. You know, and then I went to all do all the editing and the sound and the color, because, you know, when you watch something on TV or in the movies, it's not the same as it is when it just comes out of the camera. It has to be all, you color it so that all the colors look really bright and beautiful. So I did all that on the movie, and even though I've been in the business 26 years, I was like, I never did all that stuff before. I didn't know how much work went into it before. And so by doing that, I kind of realized, hey, you know what, I can do that with his music too. We can just go step by step and make this happen.
Right. And
so we're trying to do it ourselves.
Do whatever it takes.
Yeah, it's a little risky, but you know what? If it works out, it'll be amazing. And if it doesn't, we can always try it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, exactly. And this way you get to spend a lot of time together, too.
Exactly. We like to work together. We spend all of our time together, and we're really lucky in that sense. You know, most parents or, you know, husband and wives don't get to, you know, they go off to different jobs and they only spend dinner together. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner together.
That is amazing.
Yes, it's nice. And it's nice for Mason, our little baby, to be able to
be like
have
a family.
Around.
You know, to be in show business and be, you know, a big celebrity and, And but to have kind of a semi-normal life, I think you guys are going to have a very happy marriage.
I hope so. Thank you.
Did you have a person do your stunts for you?
Did I ever what? I'm sorry?
Did you ever have a person do your stunts for you?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of people do stunts for me. Because sometimes it's dangerous, and I don't know how to do it. On Sabrina, there was a bunch of stuff like, I did a lot of my own falling, like if it's silly falling, you know, on the show. But there was, like, one time I had to be a trapeze artist, or I had to walk on a tightrope and fall into a big net, you know, one of those big nets that you see at the circus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they told me, you know, I could have fallen into the net because it's safe, it's just a net. But the thing is, that net really hurts if you don't hit it in the right way. So they said, if you don't fall just right, you can really hurt yourself. So, you know, they had a real trapeze artist do it for me. And once in a while, I would learn. I would do a lot of it, my own karate and stuff like that. But once in a while, when I can't do cartwheels, I can't do somersaults, that kind of stuff. So whenever you see someone doing a cartwheel, it's not me.
You make acting sound so fun. You're probably inspiring these kids to maybe get into the business. You guys, doesn't this sound like fun?
Yeah. It is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. You know, I get to have a really good time, and I get to, the good thing on Sabrina was 7 years with the same people. And it's not just, you know, you only see like two or three people on the screen at the same time, but there's 150 people watching you. Like, so the people that you don't see that were in that room with us, there's 150 more people there. So there's so many people, it's unbelievable. So it's like, it's so much work, there's so many hours, and especially in the beginning of Sabrina, because of all the special effects and all the cats and all that, there we worked like, you know, most people work like, 8, 10, 12-hour days. We sometimes were working 15, 16-hour days. And that was a lot, you know, to be at work till 2 in the morning was crazy. And not know if you're going to get home. You know, sometimes I would have dinner, my dad would fly into town, and I'd say, okay, Dad, I'll meet you for dinner at 8 p.m., but I never knew if I could be there or not. Sometimes I don't get done till 10 or 11 or 2 in the morning. Sometimes I'm done at 4 in the afternoon. So it's a lot of work, but, you know, I think if you work really hard, you can get what you want.
Yeah, it pays off in the long run.
Where was Sabrina the Teenage Witch filmed?
We filmed it in California. We shot the first year at Universal Studios. Have you ever been to Universal?
Yeah.
Yeah, we shot there. I think it was stage 19 or something like that. And then after the first year, we moved to Paramount lot, which is so cool. I love the Paramount lot because Shirley Temple did a lot of stuff on the Paramount lot. So it was very cool for me to be there. And we were there for 6 years.
Yeah, you always see where she used to drive around in a little mini car over on the Paramount lot, huh?
Yeah, they had their own cottages and stuff.
Well, we have Samantha coming up to co-host now and ask you questions. You want to say thank you and goodbye, Finnegan?
Thank you for letting me
interview
you.
No problem. Thank you, Finnegan.
Okay. And now we have Samantha. You could call her Sam.
Okay. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Melissa.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay.
Yeah, we're really excited to be doing this, though. This is exciting. Yeah. I love your shows. I've watched them forever on TGIF Friday nights. It was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I know around here in Chico, when you go to prom, you usually have to be in 11th or 12th grade.
Uh-huh.
Did you get to go any to proms?
I was invited to a prom with a boy that lived in Florida, but he never showed up to pick me up. No, I didn't go.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh, I know.
You're
that
kidding.
That must have been heartbreaking.
But then, I was in 10th grade at the time, so he was a senior, so I was going to his prom. But then, I wasn't too bummed out. It was okay.
Oh, really?
It was all right. I was a little bummed, but I heard he invited someone else, and I was like, oh, well. But then I had my first serious boyfriend I met when I was 16, and when I was 17, I was still dating him. And he was a year older than me, so he went to his prom, and I actually, they gave me the week off work on Clarissa so I could fly to New York and go to his prom.
Oh, how cool.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. And who's your best friend?
Who's my best friend?
Yeah.
I have so many. My husband gets so mad at me because he's like, everybody's your best friend.
Aw.
I think my closest friend right now is, I have two closest friends in my life were the girls who did wardrobe on, my friend Michelle who did wardrobe on Clarissa, and then my friend who did wardrobe on Sabrina, and their names are Michelle and Kimmy. And Michelle lives in Connecticut, and Kimmy lives here in L.A., and they're just the two that have been there through my whole life, and Michelle is actually my son's godmother. She was always a few years older than me, and when I was doing Clarissa, she took such good care of me. She lived with me for a little while. At the end, when I was like 17, I was emancipated from my parents so I could live on my own, and she could be my guardian, kind of my guardian, but she just took care of me. And we just had such fun. We'd watch movies every night, and she'd help me learn my lines, and she would hang out with me and let me go with her. I was in her wedding, and she was really my only friend at the time, just because I spent so many years away from New York that I didn't really have any friends left there. And she's still my closest friend, her and her husband and her kids. And then my friend Kimmy here did wardrobe on Sabrina, and she's just so much fun to be around, and she's always the kind of person you can cry to. And so those are my best friends. But I've had a lot of good friends, like Soleil Moonfry, who was on Sabrina, was a really good friend of mine, and she was one of my best friends. And probably a lot of the people that you saw on the show were, those were people I hung out with a lot.
Yeah, that's cool. So congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
Are you going to have any more, you think?
Yeah. it was a lot of work. And,
yeah.
Being pregnant's really hard, and having the baby was really hard, and now having him is really hard, but it's so rewarding and it's so great, and I definitely want to have more, but I got to have a little time.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're pregnant, you don't have your body. You don't get to do what you want to do. You have to do what's good for the baby. And I didn't get to do things. We were moving, and I couldn't even help move. And, I couldn't lift boxes. And everybody wants to, and I'm used to, I grew up in New York, and I'm used to doing leave me alone, I can do it myself. I can hold my own door. I can, I was always, the tough female. And then I got pregnant, and I was like, I had to let people do stuff for me. And that was really hard for me to get used to.
So you're not going to be like your mom and have 8 kids, huh?
I think I started a little too late.
Yeah.
I had my first right before I was 30. My mom had her 5th by the time she was 30. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm a little behind.
So are you living in L.A. right now?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And who was your inspiration to do all this, all the acting and movies?
Shirley Temple was just so amazing to me because she was so little and so full of talent. And if you read her book, she wrote an autobiography called Child Star. She was so smart. She was so stinking smart, that kid. She knew exactly, back then there were different rules for acting. Kids weren't protected. There were no unions, so it was really hard. Kids were just, were almost like slaves in a sense. Like, they just weren't treated well. And there was nothing to protect them. And so it's really interesting to read her book and see how they treated her and the things they did to make her cry. They told her dog died. They told her mom died. And they didn't look at that as that these days would be child abuse, but,
yeah.
That was what they did just to get her to cry, just to make a movie. And, by the time she was 20, she'd fallen in love with her husband, and I think he just passed away this year, but, she's still alive. And by the time she was 20, she didn't want to do it anymore. She had already made $10 million, and back in the Depression, she made $10 million, which is impossible to do. And she lived this amazing life, and she went on to be, she got into politics, and she was an ambassador to Guam and somewhere else. Who was she ambassador to? But she went into politics, and she was in Ronald Reagan's office, and then she just became, she became this incredible woman and a mother, and even though she was like one of these huge legendary people that people these days, they think she's dead, but she's still alive and having a great life, and I really always looked up to her in every capacity.
Yeah. Yeah, she had a very full life, got to do it all.
Yeah, and she didn't take anything for granted, and she's still a very sweet, humble woman. I'm working with an actress right now on this play that I have to go to tonight. And last night, I think she was drunk on stage, and it was like, she wasn't very professional, and it really upset me, and but to see Shirley Temple, who could be a big diva and who could, have let her stardom get to her head, but she is so, such a nice, sweet woman and really appreciates what she's had in life.
Right. Yeah, those are the people. I mean, you inspire so many people too, because you've kind of got it all too. You know, you get to be, you know, a good wife and a good mother, and you know, you're this incredible actress that has had to work so hard. And look at the great heart that you have.
Well, thank you.
So, who is your favorite co-star on any of your shows?
Oh, I've had fun with all of them. I mean, I think Salem's a lot of fun, especially in the first, like, 5 years. Nick, the guy who did the voice, he was always on the set. So if the cat did something weird, he would just go along and, like, say whatever the cat was doing. Like, we'd have deviled eggs on the set, and he'd go, eggs, you know, and that's what the cat was supposed to be doing. It was, you know, so that was always fun. You never knew what was going to happen with the cat. You're just laughing. It was hilarious. I mean, even once the puppet fell through the table, like, the piece where the puppet's sitting just fell through, like, because the woman down below was pulling on the pole to move the head,
uh-huh.
And the cat just fell through the table, and, you know, and that was funny. And, I mean, there were so many funny things that happened with the cat, but then, like, you know, just bloopers and fun things that happened with the cast. And afterwards, we'd all go out, we'd go bowling, or we'd go shoot some pool, or, you know, we just had a really, really good time for all those years. And a lot of the time, I actually had more fun with the crew than the cast, but when I was working with Elisa Donovan and Soleil, those were probably some of my best friends.
Oh, that sounds great.
How old were you when you had your first on-TV kiss?
Oh, I was, let's see, it was on Clarissa, I guess, and it was James Vanderbeek.
Oh.
And I didn't think he was very cute at the time. Well, I still don't, but...
you did or you didn't?
I didn't. They were like, we want this guy to play your boyfriend. I said, no, he's not cute enough, please.
Oh my gosh.
They hired him to play the role, and we had to, but we didn't know that they were going to make us kiss. At the time, we were just supposed to be doing the scene, and all of a sudden they changed it, and they said, okay, now we want you guys to kiss. And we looked at each other, totally scared. And he said, my girlfriend isn't going to like this very much. And I said, neither is my boyfriend. Something about it.
That's great. What other questions do you have, Sabrina? Okay, well, our next, you want to say goodbye to Melissa?
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Sure,
it was awesome.
You.
Okay, and our next co-host is Joplin. Come on down. Okay, now you're going to have to get a little closer here. Okay, say hi to Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
I'm 9. And
9?
I really like the cat on your guys' show.
You do?
He's the funniest. I like him.
Well, thank you.
I was wondering, who is your favorite actress?
Who's my favorite actress now? Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I really like Sandra Bullock. I really like Reese Witherspoon. I like Jennifer Aniston. I like girls or guys. I like any actor that is really... seems more real, you know? I don't like when you watch somebody and it looks like they're acting. I like when you watch them and it looks like they're just being a normal person, you know?
Yeah. Who's your favorite actor?
My favorite actor? I like Mel Gibson. And I like Vince Vaughn right now. He's one of my favorites because of Wedding Crashers. That was a really funny movie.
That was great.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
You did? You're not too young for that?
No, not really.
What else? I like, there's so many, and there's, like, so many old-fashioned movie stars that I like, and, I don't know, I think right now, Vince Vaughn's my favorite actor.
Yeah. Was it hard doing the magic tricks on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yeah, those were really tricky. There's a thing called a green screen. You ever seen how that works?
No.
They put you on a stage, and, like, on our set, most people don't have green screens unless, like, it's, like, the movie Spider-Man or something. But on our show, we had a permanent green screen, which is, like, unheard of. So in the corner of the soundstage, there was always this green area, just all bright fluorescent green, the floor, the walls, the ceiling. And then anything I wore that was green would disappear.
Yeah.
So, like, but I could wear, like, you know, a bright pink bikini and... you know, and you would just see me, and then I could just be walking on that green screen, and it would look like, and then they could make that green screen look like the beach. So then there, it looks like I'm walking on the beach. But if I was wearing a green bikini, it would look like I was missing parts.
Oh, yeah. That's how they do it.
It would disappear. The parts that were green disappear, and they become the background. So that's, like when you see people pretending to drive in a car or something, a lot of the time behind them is a green screen, and they're making it look like New York City or Chicago or, you know, or they're driving in the woods.
Yeah.
So that was really hard, but because what you have to do is you have to shoot the scene in, like, let's say it's Sabrina's bedroom. So I'd shoot the scene in Sabrina's bedroom, and then I have to go shoot it again on the green screen. Maybe I'm floating or something, you know? And so I'd shoot it on the green screen, and they make it look like I was in the bedroom. But then I had to do the rest of the scene in the bedroom, and then the cat had to be floating, too, so the cat had to be on the green screen. So it could be really tricky. Or sometimes it got to be really easy, where, like, if I was holding a glass of water and the glass had to disappear, I would just freeze. They'd come in, they'd take the glass out of my hand, they would look at where they stopped when they said freeze originally, they'd look back and make sure my hand was in the exact same place when I had the cup in my hand, you know, and then they would start shooting again, and basically what they would do is those few minutes in between when they take the cup out of my hand, they would just cut the film and put it together so that those pieces weren't there anymore. So that stuff got to be really easy and quick.
Yeah. Who's your favorite singer?
If you're a singer?
Yeah.
My husband. No, I'm just kidding. gosh, I don't know. There's a rock and roll band called Breaking Benjamin, and I really like them. Or like Green Day. I like rock and roll.
Yeah, I like that too.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies that you like to do?
You know, I have tried my whole life to find a hobby. And I'm not very good at anything. I danced all my life when I was little, and I love that. And so sometimes I take workout classes that are like dance classes.
Yeah.
I would say working out's probably my hobby. I was playing tennis for a little while, but I'm not very good at it. My husband made fun of me, so I stopped doing that. I can't sing.
Yes, you can sing.
I tried running for a while. I was training for a marathon, but I got to 10 miles and I quit. My knees hurt. So I realized that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So I think probably working out is my main hobby, and now taking care of my baby.
Right.
Yeah. What is your favorite animal?
My favorite what?
Animal.
Animal? I have a little dog named Copper, who is like a mix. I think he's like a terrier poodle mix, and he looks like a puppy, and he's always gonna look like this little white fluffy puppy.
Yeah.
So even though he's a grown up dog, he looks like a little tiny puppy, and he's so cute, and he smiles at me when I walk in the door.
Aw, yeah. Little Copper.
What was your favorite age in your life?
I liked being 23. When I was 23, I was in the middle of doing Sabrina. I knew I had a good thing going. I knew that I was lucky to be, to have so much success, and to have a good job, and to have so many friends, and I was doing a movie at the time, and I was very, very busy, but I knew that I was busy because it was a good thing, and I really liked that time. But now I'm really happy because I have a husband and a baby and a family and a good house and a fun little dog, and I'm really blessed to be where I am, and I have a lot of time off right now because of how hard I worked as a kid, so I can now stay at home during the day and go to lunch with my husband and go see movies with my friends in the afternoon, and I really like that, too. I mean, I like being busy. That's my favorite thing, but I'm trying to learn how to like relaxing, too. So this is a good time in my life, too.
Well, you have done such an amazing job answering all these questions and these kids.
They were great questions.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I was really impressed. You guys asked better questions than the reporters I talked to. they don't come up with half the original ones you guys did.
Okay. Well, thank you, Melissa, and I'm happy to interview you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Okay, well, everybody. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.